Tour de Rock Cops for Cancer has made its way through the North Island. From September 21st to October 4th, several riders from various police agencies and emergency service personnel cycle for 14 days across 1,200 kilometers on Vancouver Island, riding from Port Alice to Victoria. The purpose of this event is to raise awareness and raise money for childhood cancer research and support services at the Canadian Cancer Society. This year, six RCMP officers from across Vancouver Island are taking part in this memorable journey. The ride started in the village of Port Alice on September 22, where the team hit the road early in the morning after enjoying a breakfast of warm pancakes, sausages, eggs, and all of the fixings thanks to all of the community volunteers in Port Alice. Before the team left, they were given a giant $15,000 check from the community. "Words cannot thank them enough for their 27 years of generous support," stated Tour de Rock in a social media post. "What an incredible start to the day." Tour de Rock then headed out into the pouring rain to tackle the first 100 kilometers of the ride. "It was a very difficult day, but it was so much brighter because today we got to see Weston Ireton, one of our honorary riders," Tour de Rock's social media page noted. Weston got to participate in head shaves and he rode in the lead car, while also attending lunch at Applewood Auto Group in Port Hardy. Ireton was diagnosed with leukemia when he was just 2 years old. He's now 2 years out of treatment and has been the North Island's junior rider every year since his diagnosis. While having lunch, Tour de Rock held fundraiser head shaves where Port Hardy councillor Janet Dorward buzzed off all her hair after raising $4,742.40, and the team was also gifted handcrafted cedar flowers by a local resident whose wife had died from cancer. Despite the rain still coming down in the afternoon, the Tour de Rock team kept on riding, landing safely in Port McNeill for dinner and a well-deserved rest at the Black Bear Inn. Before leaving on September 23 for the next part of their journey, a 140 kilometers uphill ride into Wass and then Sayward, the team was given an additional $5,000 from the inn, before stopping for breakfast at the Port McNeill Legion. "We always feel so loved by the volunteers who open their doors just for us," early on a Monday morning, Tour de Rock said. "We then stopped at NISS, Sunset Elementary and Cheslakey's for our first school stops on tour. We then hit the road for the start of the team's longest ride distance, taking us all the way to Sayward. The team then stopped for lunch in Wass, which is always one to remember, with the most delicious home-cooked dishes," Tour de Rock stated. "With only 200 residents, many come out on this special day to see us. Des and her kids organize the affair and it's truly a highlight for the riders every year." The team then hit the road for the final push into Sayward, arriving after a very long day, filled with clouds, sun, smiles and the most incredible thing. The people. "The North Island is more than just a place of breathtaking landscapes," added Tour de Rock. "It is a community bound by generosity and compassion." As the Tour de Rock cyclists embark on their journey to fight childhood cancer, the people of the North Island open their doors and hearts, offering food, shelter, and unwavering support. "Their acts of kindness reflect the spirit of a region where no one stands alone, where neighbors become family, and where every meal shared and every dollar donated becomes a beacon of hope. The North Island's community shows that even in the face of adversity, love and humanity prevail." Year after year, Port Alice, Port Hardy, Port McNeill, Wass and Sayward continue to be the most incredible days on tour, despite the ride distances being the longest. With files from Tour de Rock Cops for Cancer.